afternoon insights and analysis continue. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Okay, we quickly did our homework in light of the conversation we had a moment ago with one of the county commissioners down in Utah County regarding the county tax there. The highest in the state, I was right, it was Summit County. Several people have said, boy, it's really high up in the Ogden Valley and Huntsville and Eden and Liberty and that area, and there are certain pockets. But the most expensive, and as I understand it, it's 0.39% of the home value. The lowest is in Rich County. Just thought we'd pass that along. Okay, when I saw this, I was actually coming up the elevator. We have several monitors here in Broadcast House, and it kind of flashes through some of the news stories. And I saw this headline just as I was stepping on the elevator at the parking level, and it's, do e-bikes really give you a workout? Well, we decided we were going to go to the fountainhead on this one, someone involved in the research. And Josh West is joining us, professor of public health, and is one of the authors of the study. And Professor West, welcome. Thank you for joining us here at KSL.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to join you.
Okay. Now, if you had asked me, I would have said, well, undoubtedly you get a workout, and it's probably a real good mental thing, you know, to kind of get out in the open air. But there's no way that it can even be close to beneficial of actually doing the full tilt regular bike workout. And I was flat wrong.
Yeah. Well, it does seem a little strange, doesn't it? That was our question. We wanted this emerging technology. It's certainly becoming more popular here in the States, as it is in many other places, Europe in particular. And so we had the question from a health standpoint, is this a tool that we might be able to use to promote physical activity and get people to be out and be active?
You know, many people have the idea, and, you know, I've always liked biking, but I really haven't done it much in the last several years. I had a mountain bike liberated from my backyard back in the day, and it kind of put a little damper on it all. But, boy, if you can see the bike as something really fun, now many people do, even with the very strenuous workout mountain biking out there, but if you can kind of see it that, well, you know, it doesn't have to be that hard, you wonder how many more people might literally hop on board.
Sure. Yeah, well, and bikes have lots of functions. I mean, they're a source of transportation, recreation, a tool for fitness, and while they are very enjoyable for some people, and it's certainly a great way for us to promote health and physical activity, but a lot of people, as you can imagine, and perhaps, well, most of us have experienced, there are certainly some barriers, riding up a big hill, for example, and certainly in mountain biking, there's a lot of that. And so to the extent that those perceptions persist and act as barriers for people using them, then that's unfortunate, and it's a public health loss.
Tell us how the study worked. How many people were involved, and what you actually did find out?
Yeah, so we had 33 people participate. They joined us on the trail and did about a 6-mile loop on a conventional, a non-electric bike. And we measured heart rate in particular as an indicator of exercise response. And then they rode an electric bike, an electric mountain bike in this case, and some of them rode the e-bike first and some rode it second, and found that nearly everybody that rode the e-bike, there was about a nine beats per minute difference lower in heart rate, everybody still on the e-bike, nearly everybody achieved vigorous levels of physical activity. And that's what we would be targeting anyway. So it didn't seem to matter if you were on a conventional bike or an e-bike. This was still, put you into that target heart rate zone that we would be targeting for a vigorous physical activity.
Interesting. So the 9 heartbeats per minute difference, how would that affect your getting in shape and maybe calories burned and so on? Is that significant at all?
Well, I mean, every little bit helps, but you know, from a public health perspective, when we're looking at an entire nation, and most adults are sedentary, 9 beats per minute lower if you're still in that vigorous target heart rate zone, I would say that's an enormous victory. So the 9 beats per minute lower, well, interesting, is overshadowed in my mind by the really positive aspect, and that is that people are still achieving this target heart rate zone that, that we'd be going after.
How much easier did your riders, the 33, because they both did, each rider did both, how much easier did the e-bike make it? And I know this is hard to quantify, but I wonder how much more likely people would be, based on the maybe perceived versus real ease of the ride, how many people would participate based on that?
Sure. It's a great question. We actually had we waded a little bit into an ongoing controversy in the mountain biking community as it relates to the emergence of e-bikes. And I mean, there's some concerns, you know, concerns that people might be going too fast, or you know, that it's cheating. And so we gathered some information from study participants about attitudes and beliefs around e-bikes, and after they had ridden the e-bike, most of them evaluated their experience or their effort level as being lower. So you're right, it's kind of hard to quantify that, but at least based on their perception, they said that in fact they had spent less effort. It was their perception. And so again, I'd say there's a really positive aspect to that. People think it's less effort, but yet they're still in the target heart rate zone, and so I, you know, it really is all around a positive message.
I wish that I could speak with any authority on this. Unfortunately, I can't. But I have friends who really do focus on the workout, and I don't know one of them that doesn't, in some form or fashion, kind of play mind games with themselves in order to go for the goal, or to make it appear or feel easier or better or even harder sometimes.
Yeah, well, and I think that if you're say you're a professional athlete, or you're you know, training intensely for a particular event, we are in no way saying that an e-bike is the right, you know, the right bike for you. Really, the message for us is that there are literally millions of adults in the U.S. that are living a sedentary lifestyle. And we're looking for tools to help promote physical activity. And we think that this minimizes, or at least, you know, takes the rough edge off of some of the barriers. And if that in fact is true, and it causes people to be a little bit more active, then we think it's fantastic.
We just got a text from somebody who said, "I'm 70 years old. I've always loved mountain biking. My new e-bike gets me back in the hills and allows me to ride longer, which helps me with my overall fitness." And yeah, that's a cool thing to hear.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's that right there is it is more valuable than anything that I can say, because that really captures the essence of the research, I think.
So this was recently published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research. Is there a website, some way that people can get all this information easily?
Yeah. The journal has an online reading option at jmir.org.
Okay, jmir.org.
Yep.
Just writing that down. I have to ask, what are you working on next? I mean, this was a pretty cool study. It gives a lot of people some hope.
Yeah. Well, it's most of our participants in this study were avid mountain bikers anyway. So next steps are to continue the research with more vulnerable populations, older individuals and more sedentary individuals. And I think long term, to look to see, do these bikes in fact increase you know, rates of physical activity? We think that it's a nice tool, but right now there's not evidence to suggest that that's in fact true. So I think long term that's the next step.
Professor, we really appreciate you joining us here at KSL, and that was jmir.org?
.org, yep.
.org, got it. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Interesting study, really interesting. And for that, I really do like this text. Somebody 70 years old indicates how much they had loved mountain biking, and now my new e-bike, they say, gets me back in the hills and allows me to ride longer, which helps my overall fitness. Hey, we've really appreciated the texts that have come in today. Thank you so much on various topics, including, as we kicked off with, national, you know, international Be More Kind Day tomorrow. There's a different title to it, but that was fun to get your responses on that as well. Let's take a brief break, and we're heading into the holiday season, and we heard that the Utah Highway Patrol is working on a toy drive. I love the patrol. I always appreciate what they do here in the state of Utah. They've been great friends of mine and great friends of KSL and the entire state. We'll talk about what they're doing next and how we can all help out.